After weeks of threats, Fiji's army has finally made its move. The army chief, Commodore Frank Bainimarama, assumed emergency powers to sack the government. He said he was invoking a doctrine of necessity because the country was headed for destruction under the former Prime Minister Lysenia Ngarase. The Commodore told a news conference that the Ngarase government was tainted by bribery and corruption and had no intention of solving Fiji's political crisis.
We consider that Fiji has reached a crossroads and that the government and all those empowered to make decisions in our constitutional democracy are unable to make decisions to save our people from destruction.
The army has been in dispute with Ngarase for months over his plans to grant amnesties to those behind a nationalist uprising of 6 years ago. The military believes the earlier coup plotters were treated far too leniently. There were further disagreements over controversial new laws that would have given more land and fishing rights to indigenous Fijians at the expense of the ethnic Indian minority. Bainimarama sees himself as the protector of multiculturalism in Fiji and claims the Ngarase government was discriminating against the Indian minority, which makes up about 40% of the population. A caretaker prime minister will now be appointed, followed by an interim government. Commodore Bainimarama has promised that democratic elections will eventually be held. He urged Fijians not to be intimidated or scared by his actions. The deposed leader Ngarase is now under house arrest, from where he's accused the military of raping the constitution. He had asked New Zealand and Australia for military assistance to fend off the coup, but both refused for fear of sparking bloodshed. This military takeover is certain to provoke widespread international condemnation. Australia and New Zealand have warned that Fiji would face grave economic and social consequences if the army took control. This armed takeover is the fourth coup in the South Pacific nation in the last 20 years. Phil Mercer for VOA News in Suva, Fiji.
请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。